Okay, let's see here. It is Sunday, 9 May 2021, time for the CG Report. I am Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Report. China missile can destroy any city in America. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Starting out with some news from Israel today, from All Israel. Israel among top 20 nations with the highest GDP. But the reality is more complex. Now, that's good news for Israel that 70 years ago was not a nation at all, 70-some years ago. And now they're in the top of 20 nations in the entire world that has a high GDP. For the first time ever, the Jewish state... Oh, speaking of Mother's Day, my mother just walked in. Come up here. Come up here, please make this quick. We're in the middle of a service here, and we desperately need to have you come up here.
Welcome.
Come up here. Today is Mother's Day. I want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody. Okay, but this is my mother. She's the one that gave birth to me all these years ago.
That's true.
And so there you go. I want to make you the representative of all of the mothers here, and happy Mother's Day to you. Okay.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
All right. There you go. Good to have you here, Mom.
Thank you.
Late as usual. This is not an uncommon thing. All right, let's see here. For the first time ever, the Jewish state was ranked among the top 20 countries in the world in terms of GDP per capita by Forbes. According to the data, which is compiled by the IMF, Israel ranked 19th worldwide in 2020 with a GDP per capita of $43,689. Canada was ranked 20th, so they beat out Canada with a GDP per capita of $43,278, and Great Britain, which was ranked 22nd. So Great Britain is out with $40,406. By contrast, Luxembourg ranked first with a GDP per capita of $116,921. Amazing, Luxembourg, followed by Switzerland. I won't give any more of the amounts, but the U.S., I will give the U.S. The U.S. came in fifth with a GDP per capita of $63,416. Okay, Prime Minister Netanyahu praised Israel. Several years ago, he says, as we enacted various reforms, people did not believe that we would get there. But thanks to the free market economy that we enacted, we are getting there. Soon, we will further ease restrictions, of course. While Israel's advancement in international wealth rankings is impressive, it doesn't tell the full story. And this is what we need to understand. The ranking does not take into account the considerable differences in cost of living across the world's nations. In recent years, Israeli society has been plagued by extremely high costs of living, and they have a very high tax rate as well. So just so you're aware of that. In fact, Israel's ranked eighth worldwide in the cost of living index. It's way up there. By comparison, the U.S. was ranked 27th, way down there. Germany ranked 29th, while Canada ranked 30th. In other words, the cost of living in Israel is on average at least 20% higher than in the U.S., Germany, and Canada. If the GDP per capita is transformed into purchasing power per capita, Israel drops to 23rd place. So that's low, but they're still ahead of who was 24th, I think. I didn't mention them. Great Britain is 22nd, so they'd be just behind Great Britain. But I don't know what the cost of living is in Great Britain, so they may be actually higher or lower than Israel. But due to Israel's extremely high cost of living compared to average Israeli salaries, Israel's purchasing power index is comparatively low. Still, it's great achievement for a nation that's as small as it is, with the lack of resources that it has, etc., that they are that far along shows you that the hand of God is upon them. He said he was going to bring them back and establish them. Unfortunately, you know, they still have to face the fact that they have not called on Christ, and that means that they will go as a nation through the tribulation period. Great trials are ahead for them, but the Lord will protect them. That is explicitly stated in the book of Revelation and elsewhere, that they will come out at the end of it and they will be at the head of the nations at that time. From the Times of Israel, Idaho, West Virginia pass anti-Israel boycott laws. The bills passed this week bring the number of states with similar laws to 33. Now imagine that, 33 of the 50 states have these laws protecting Israel. Idaho's anti-boycott against Israel Act states that public entities cannot do business over a total of $100,000 with companies that do not expressly oppose the BDS movement. West Virginia's bill stipulates the same. The state of West Virginia has an economic and a humanitarian obligation to denounce and reject the BDS movement against Israel and to prevent the state or any of its instrumentalities from contracting with companies that engage in the movement. Since 2015, the anti-BDS laws have gained momentum, but also hit bumps along the way in the form of high-profile critics who argue the legislation hampers free speech. In 2019, the U.S. Senate, then controlled by the Republican Party, passed a bill by a vote of 77 to 23. It was still a very good vote that gave states legal control to continue to introduce anti-BDS legislation. That is changing unless we regain control of the House and the Senate. We're going to see more animosity towards Israel. We're going to see more problems in that regard in the days ahead with absolute certainty, but we'll see where it goes in the 2022 elections. From Zero Hedge, our warplanes can reach Iran. Israel's had enough of what's going on, and they're letting the world know it. Israeli intelligence minister vows war if a bad deal is reached in Vienna. A top Israeli intel official has warned that if the end result of the Vienna talks is a return to the JCPOA nuclear deal, then war between Iran and Israel will very likely follow. Now, having said that, if there's a war between Iran and Israel, it will not be limited to Iran and Israel. We can be absolutely certain of that. So we're going to have to watch this carefully. Israeli Intel Minister Eli Cohen said that a bad deal will send the region spiraling into war, while repeating Tel Aviv's position that it will not consider itself bound politically by the terms of any future U.S.-Iran agreement. Tel Aviv has long viewed the 2015 deal as allowing Iran's path to a bomb, which is exactly what it is, and so deems no part of it salvageable or valid. Israel will not allow Iran to attain nuclear arms. Iran has no immunity anywhere. And this is where his remarks became especially bellicose and threatening, saying, our planes can reach everywhere in the Middle East and certainly Iran. And this is one of those things, what Trump set up by us having these deals with the UAE and Bahrain and other countries and Saudi Arabia implicitly. Okay, there's no treaty between them, but there is no doubt that Saudi Arabia does not want Iran to have these bombs. And any of those countries now are liable to allow Israel to fly their jets over their nation in order to protect themselves. And they know that Israel has the power to do this, and they do not. So this is a great thing that Donald Trump has set up, despite people on the other side of that saying that what he did was, you know, setting up the peace deal for the Antichrist and all that. That's down the road. That is not what he is doing. The Bible is explicit that those countries he made those deals with between Israel and them are not coming against Israel in Gog Magog. He did a good thing, not a bad thing, when he did this. Go read Ezekiel 38 and you'll see they're not listed there. The Minister of Intel further highlighted the Islamic Republic's ballistic missile program, which must be stopped along with its destabilizing other countries and funding proxy militants throughout the region, especially a reference to Hezbollah and allied forces in Syria. The remarks show that Israel is certainly spooked by widespread reports of progress at Vienna, and they should be, and most especially by the latest reports that Biden is mulling a wholesale rollback in Trump-era sanctions on Iran in order to restore the nuke deal. Israel's consistent position through the years has been that the JCPOA would be used as cover for Tehran to secretly pursue atomic bomb capability, which the Iranians have denied, of course, asserting the program is only for peaceful domestic energy purposes. Yeah, that doesn't work. All right, some news concerning the state of Christianity today. I'd like to congratulate Karen Mitchell. She finished Genesis and Exodus, and now she's finished Leviticus, and she says, I'm now listening to Numbers. That's a great achievement because there are a lot of sermons. Leviticus is a particular favorite of mine. When we started that book, I told the congregation who was ready to walk out the door because we're going into the book of Leviticus, wait, don't walk out. I know you're going to love this. And I remember Jim at the end of it being particularly moved that we had come to the last chapter because of how much Christ is portrayed in that book, which you would never expect, but every single word every detail points to Jesus Christ. Well, she's left Leviticus and she's on to Numbers, and she's going to get some real fun treasures out of that as well, I absolutely assure you. She added in, by the way, a really wonderful prayer when she let me know this. It was touching to read her prayer. So thank you for that, Karen. And then Jeff just finished Romans and is on to the book of Galatians. So he's in the New Testament and he's been steadily progressing through everything as well. Let's see here. First article, the Art Newspaper. Pope cuts pay for clerics, but not for Vatican Museum employees. Pandemic closures may have devastated the income of museums everywhere, but only one lockdown of a major institution has also affected the finances of an entire nation. The Pope has... Does everybody know that the Vatican is not just a nation, it's a city nation, okay? If you want to know where I'm going with that, just go read Revelation chapter 17, and I'll let you figure it out. Oh, by the way, I'm in the middle of my Revelation 17 commentary, verse-by-verse commentary right now. I'm sending out Revelation 16 commentaries. I think I sent out Revelation 16, 14 this morning. I may be wrong. It may be 15, but I think it's 14. And I typed these 10 days in advance. And so I am right now in Revelation 17, 4 today. So if you want to know who the great harlot is, I'll give you a little hint right here, and then you guys can read those commentaries when they come out in 10 days. But, you know, people have all kinds of speculations about it. The Bible's pretty clear, but we'll go on. The Pope has embarked on a series of emergency cost-cutting measures following a drastic decline in revenue for the Vatican in 2020, which includes income lost from the repeated closures of the Vatican museums, one of the city-state's most important sources of funding. The Pope, who takes no salary for himself, imposed a 10% pay cut for all cardinals working for the Vatican earlier this month, as well as a sliding scale of lower salary reductions for other high-ranking clerics and nuns. Employees facing expensive medical bills have been exempted from the cuts. Other cost-cutting measures include less travel for Vatican officials. Oh, that's so sad. The cancellation of non-essential renovation work to historic buildings and the suspension of purchases of furnishings for Vatican properties. Despite Pope Francis's recent efforts to make the Vatican's finances more transparent, they are still shrouded in secrecy, and the size of the financial reserves is unknown. They are the largest property holder on the planet, the Vatican is. Okay, just so you know that, unless that's changed in the past couple of years. Income for the Holy See, which administers the worldwide Catholic Church and maintains global diplomatic relationships, is managed separately from the finances of the Vatican city-state. Money for the former comes from international property holdings and other investments, while the Vatican museums typically help fund the operations of the latter. In 2020, the Vatican museums shut down three times and lost 81% of its paying visitors compared to the previous year, from 6.9 million in 2019 to 1.3 million in 2020. So there you go with that. As far as, you know, now, I said what I said about the mother of harlots who was in Revelation 17. That does not mean, and I don't want anybody inferring that I say that all Catholics are evil, they're all bad, none of them are saved. I'm not one of these people that believes that. It says in Revelation chapter 3, yet there are some of you who are in Sardis who are worthy. You will walk with me dressed in white. You can be in a really bad church and you can still be saved, okay? A denomination affiliation is not what saves you. The blood of Jesus Christ is what saves you. So when I say something about the Vatican, it's very clear what's going on in the world, okay? There's no doubt about it. But there are preachers that are in the Catholic Church that the Catholic Church does not like because all they do is preach Jesus. But they can't get rid of them because those churches are the ones that are the biggest of them all. Okay, so there you go with that. I mean, take the good with the bad. Don't be a finger pointer unless it is contrary to the gospel itself. Okay, there are good people still in the Methodist denomination. I was talking to somebody here on Thursday about that. Why would anybody want to stay there and try to, you know, right that ship? I'm not one to do that kind of thing. I'm one to say we need to just move forward and get out of here. But that's, some people have that ability to say, I'm going to stay in the sinking ship and try to make it better. I'm going to try. And my hat is off to them. Those are people that are really willing to try to make an effort. But as I said, that's not me. When I see that the yeast is in the bread, it's going to be completely, you know, leavened in short order. I find it very hard to stick through things like that. But people with perseverance, hats off to them. Okay, from the Daily Wire. A unique problem? U.S. Catholic bishops may demand Biden, other pro-abortion politicians stop taking communion. A U.S. Catholic Bishop Forum may decide when they meet in June to toughen their stance on Catholic politicians, which they should have done years and years and years ago, who publicly support abortion, politicians like Biden. During their next annual meeting, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee will look into these things. So there you go with that. We'll see what happens. From PJ Media, LGBT activists are taking aim at Christianity itself. Now, we know this, but this is a really insidious thing that they're doing here. Last month, a group of 33 current and former students at federally funded Christian colleges, in other words, these are Christian colleges, but they receive federal funds. Okay, why they would want to go to a Christian college is kind of beyond you unless you know the agenda. They want to overthrow these colleges, and that's why they go there. I will be talking about that in detail in a week or two on a different forum. And when I do that, you all will know what's on my mind. But for right now, these 33 current and former students at a federally funded Christian colleges and universities launched a historic assault on religious freedom. They sued the Department of Education under Biden, demanding that the Department of Education drop the religious exemption to Title IX, something they've been trying to do all along. This move would force LGBT orthodoxy on Christian colleges, but it also attacks a central evangelical Christian teaching. The law does not recognize love the sinner, hate the sin. The students wrote in the lawsuit. The lawsuit takes direct aim at this moral framework, and its argument on this issue is central to the legal claim. Here's what they say. The law does not recognize an identity conduct distinction. The law does not recognize love the sinner, hate the sin. Policies and laws targeting homosexual conduct or transgender conduct, in fact, target LGBTQ plus identity, the lawsuit claims. In other words, they have in Christian colleges a ability at this time to say, you can enter this college, okay? You cannot be practicing in your whatever as long as you're in this college, and you have to sign a statement of faith in that, that I will do this, I will abide by this, and I will not exercise the works of the flesh while I'm in this college. Everybody understand that. They're saying there's no distinction. The person is his identity and conduct. They are one. And if they do that, that's not only going to harm Christians and Christian colleges, that's going to bring a can of worms for the entire nation. So get ready for this, okay? We'll see where the law comes down on it. Usually I like to wait until things are decided in the courts so that, you know, you don't get speculation. This is speculation, but it's important enough to be aware of what they're doing that I decided to give you that now. From Christian Daily, Biden administration won't allow National Day of Prayer, which was this week, to be held at the U.S. Capitol this year. Okay, that didn't happen. And then from the Christian headlines, Biden becomes the first president to omit God from the National Day of Prayer proclamation. So why even bother? Why even bother? Just keep your mouth shut and go sit in your room back there. Okay, I just don't understand it. Sherry is looking for a good church in the area of Omaha. Okay, and Leslie is looking for one around Victoria or Cuera, Texas. So if anybody's watching and knows of a good church, send that to me and I'll send it on to them. And thank you for that in advance. Okay, some news from Mideast and Africa today. From Newsweek, Iran says it cut off U.S. hand in Persian Gulf as new Navy encounter emerges. This is about a week ago, and what they did is our ships are out there, and the Iranians were cutting us off, and they were being very belligerent and violating the rules of the sea around our warships, okay? After the U.S. Navy launched footage of one or more latest encounter with Iranian naval forces, the Speaker of Iran's parliament stated that his nation had effectively blocked the U.S. from accessing the waters close to the nation's Persian Gulf coast. Okay, the reason why I even brought that up is because we're dealing with these people. We're trying to make an agreement with them, and they are actively being belligerent. They're sticking it in our face while our president is trying to make this JCPOA come back alive. This shows you the depravity of the people in Washington. Forget Iran. This shows you the people in Washington that would allow this to happen with our service members, and yet we're still dealing with these people. From the Jerusalem Post, Iran still seeks mass destruction weapons. Yes, Iran still seeks mass destruction weapons. This is in the news. It has been confirmed, and our people are still talking to these people. The German intelligence agency for the state of Bavaria said last week in its new report that the Islamic Republic of Iran has not ceased its drive to obtain weapons of mass destruction during 2020. I reported on it last year, and the same thing happened in 2019. Trump took action at that time. They're still pursuing these weapons, and our current administration is ignoring that in order to get this deal back in, which is going to only make it easier for them, not more difficult, to get atomic power. Proliferation-relevant states like Iran, North Korea, Syria, and Pakistan are making efforts to expand their conventional arsenal of weapons through the production or constant modernization of weapons of mass destruction, wrote the Bavarian Office of Protection of the Constitution. In order to obtain the necessary know-how and corresponding components, these states are trying to establish business contacts to companies in high-technology countries like Germany. The intelligence report defines proliferation as the unauthorized spread of atomic, biological, chemical weapons of mass destruction or the products used for their manufacture, as well as the corresponding weapon carrier systems, including the necessary know-how. They're still doing this, and our president is trying to deal with these people. From Fox, Iran sought nuclear weapons technology for WMDs last year, reports find. Well, I just read that from Germany. Let's see who this is from. The Islamic Republic of Iran made multiple attempts in 2020 to obtain technology for its weapons of mass destruction program and has not stopped its drive to develop atomic nuclear weapons. Intelligence agencies from the Netherlands, Sweden, and I just read you Germany, but they say Germany as well. Three countries independently verified this, recently reported. The Netherlands General Intelligence and Security Service investigated networks that tried to obtain the knowledge and materials to develop weapons of mass destruction. Multiple acquisition attempts have been frustrated by the intervention of the services, the agency wrote in its April report. So they are actively doing this. If Charlie Garrett can find an article on this, certainly our administration can find that article. They're not that stupid. Anyway, and yet they are still going forward with this. This is criminal. This is actually criminal, what's happening in our country right now. From All Israel, Iran. U.S. will lift sanctions soon and return to the nuclear deal. An Iranian foreign minister official says he believes that a deal with the U.S. to lift sanctions against Tehran is imminent, even as Washington continues to downplay any progress. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araki, told Iranian state media that he expects most of the individual sanctions to be lifted. Sanctions on Iran's energy sector, which include oil and gas, on those on the automotive industry, financial, banking, and port sanctions are all being lifted based on agreements reached so far, he said. However, Araki did not elaborate on the critical issue of how Iran intends to reverse its repeated violations of the 2015 nuclear deal. Despite his optimism, Araki said the two negotiating sides still have many gaps to close as talks are ongoing in Vienna, talks between Iran, China, Russia, and Western powers. We will negotiate until the two sides' positions come closer and our demands are met. If they are met, there will be an agreement. If not, there will naturally be no agreement. Iran is dictating to the United States of America what's going to happen. From the Washington Free Beacon, Iran teases attack on U.S. Capitol as Biden admin prepares to lift sanctions. Iran released a provocative new video over the weekend, last weekend, that depicts its military forces blowing up the U.S. Capitol. They show it exploding. A threat that comes, now that's a little more direct than what happened on January 6th, I can assure you of that. Okay, that's a real threat against our nation. A threat that comes as the Biden administration inches closer to providing Tehran with billions of dollars in economic sanctions relief. The video debuted on Iranian state-controlled TV before Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei delivered remarks in which he praised the country's IRGC, the paramilitary force that has killed Americans, and celebrated IRGC leader Qassem Soleimani, who was killed in a drone strike by the former Trump admin. In the video clip, the armed IRGC forces are seen marching before the U.S. Capitol's famous dome, and then it explodes. It also shows Iranian forces marching on Jerusalem. Where's Pelosi on this? Anybody? As we span the globe, we try to never miss something interesting from Mongolia. What do we have this week? On Monday, all on Monday, Big News Network, dust storm hit eastern southern parts of Mongolia. From volcano discovery, significant 5.5 quake hits near Tert-Khanq-Hovsgol, Aimag, Mongolia. Boy, that's a long place. All right, and then from Aki Press, Mongolia records 911 new daily cases of coronavirus. Three big things about bad news in Mongolia all on the same day. The book of Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in this regard? Let's see, from Interesting Engineering. This is very cool. I know we have night vision goggles. We've had them since like World War I or something. These are just way cooler, okay? U.S. Army's new night vision goggles are worthy of super soldiers. This came from my friend Edward. The U.S. Army's troops won't have any issues seeing in the dark through thick mist or in obscure settings thanks to its new night vision goggles. I mean, before you had to have kind of clear circumstances, no more. All right, let's see here. The enhanced night vision goggle binocular goggles are a clear creation of how the Army is embracing modernization. Instead of the typical laser green monochrome you'd expect to associate with night vision goggles, the ENVGB offer views that would fit right into a futuristic video game. If you haven't seen this, the people watching the video will. You should go watch it. It is very cool. Clear neon white outlines of people and artillery, detailed trees and brush, bright light blue figures, and tactical info are all displayed right in front of the soldier's eyes. They provide the Army's close combat forces an extra capability to observe and maneuver in all weather conditions, through obscurance, during limited visibility, and under all lighting conditions. There's nothing these soldiers won't be able to see. They'll enhance their fighting abilities as well as keep themselves and their team safer, as they'll be able to see and understand what is going on around them more quickly than other troops. These goggles will also make it easier for soldiers to differentiate between potential enemies in front of them and the background they're hiding in. The ENVGB goggles have a double-tubed binocular system for better situational awareness and depth perception. They have a higher resolution thanks to their phosphorescent white colors. They use a fused thermal imager. They use AR aspects and use wireless interconnectivity. The Army is also developing integrated augmented vision system goggles, which allow soldiers to see through walls, around corners, in the dark too, and they display tactical data on the soldier's viewing screen. It's not only developing goggles for its foot soldiers, U.S. military dogs will be donning AR goggles in their missions as well. So this is very impressive. I got to tell you, if you watch that video, you're going to be highly impressed. It's like something, if you remember the guy, it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It had Jesse Ventura. They went down to South America and they were going after an alien in the woods. What was it?
Predator.
Thank you. Remember what it looked like when that guy was looking? That's what it looks like. It is that clear and that distinct of what's going on. It was amazing. So they're catching up with Hollywood. It really is amazing. Okay, it's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues the book of Revelation prophesies of. Let's see what's happening and how that's developing. From Breitbart, ABC's Hostin. She's some lady. I've never heard of her because I don't watch ABC, but ABC's Hostin. We need to shun those who refuse to get vaccinated. No vax, no entry. You know what that sounds like to me? The yellow star. That's exactly what it is. And who are the Nazis here? Who are the people that are acting like the Nazis? From the post-millennial, fully vaccinated liberals are scared to take masks off out of fear of being labeled Republican. I guess I'm vaccinated so I don't have to wear a mask outside, but I really don't want people to think I'm a Republican, a woman was overheard to say. Good, keep wearing your mask. Less oxygen for you. Okay, from CNBC. Florida Governor DeSantis suspends all remaining COVID restrictions. We are no longer in a state of emergency. Thank you. Zero Hedge. This almost makes you want to get the vaccination, right? Zero Hedge. States offer beer and cash as incentives as vaccine demand softens. Beer and cash to get your vaccination. From the Western Journal, Democrat governor offering free beer to push for more vaccinations. Yes, New Jersey has launched its new shot and a beer. It's like you're walking into a bar, have a shot and have a beer. Shot and a beer program as a way of encouraging Garden State residents 21 and older to get vaccinated against the COVID-19. Here's a case of beer, take your vax. What's going on here? From United Way, free rides for COVID-19 vaccine. The United Way of Westchester and Putnam, this is up in the Northeast, is offering free Lyft rides up to $25 each direction to vaccine appointments for those individuals who are not receiving Medicaid assistance. They'll truck you right over there so you can get your vaccine. From the Washington Examiner, Biden seeks to give vaccine skeptics grocery discounts and sports tickets if they get jabbed. Can you imagine? I mean, they have to bribe you to get this thing now. They've run out of all the people that want this thing, and so now they're bribing people to get it. From CBS, Yankee Stadium, Citi Field to seat fans in vaccinated and unvaccinated sections offer shots and free tickets at the same time. So you get your shot, now you can move over to that section. From the AP, Iowa turns down 71% of available vaccines on weak demand. This flopped, folks. They made their attempt. And it didn't pan out. I said yesterday at lunch when I was talking with a couple people after mission work that it was about 6 or 7 people in this nation that actually kept us from what they were planning. And those are the Republican governors that did not play ball. And if it weren't for them, things would be completely different right now. I want you all to know that. Mail Online, vaccine hesitancy map shows Wyomingites, I never knew that was a word, but Wyoming people are called Wyomingites, are least likely to get their shots. 32% of U.S. is vaccinated, but herd immunity is unlikely as daily vaxes fall from 3 million to 2.5 million and variants spread. Now, I'm not going to get into any discourse, so please don't do that. I'm just going to say that if you read what herd immunity was, on the particular CDC website in October. If you knew what it said then and what it says now, it no longer says the same thing. I'm not going to go any further than that because I don't want to be taken down, but what it used to say and what it says now is completely different. From Breitbart, benevolent Boris over in the UK, may allow Britons to hug each other starting June. Ooh. Now, I will tell you something. I've got a couple of friends. I don't know if I can give their names because they might get mad at me. I can tell you that they visited this church last year. They were the last people to leave and arrive in England. They got on that last plane before they were locked down. They're still locked down. They have what's called the hug mat, okay? If they ever get mad at each other, this is something for all of you, and they're not ashamed of me telling this part of it. I know that. I just don't want to give their names without permission, okay? But they have what's called a hug mat. They were in one state, they were not in that state, and now they're back in that state, okay, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this, okay? And they determined never to go back to the second state again. And so they have a mat in their house, and they say that if we ever have a disagreement of any type, if one person walks on that mat, the other person must walk to that mat, and they are not going to leave until they are hugging. And I think that's one of the most wonderful, wonderful things I've ever heard of. They're really wonderful people, by the way. These are some really special people. And you know what? They made a mistake. They rectified that mistake, and they say we're never going to make that mistake again. Have a hug mat. And forget Boris Johnson. You hug whenever you want. The heck with that guy. You don't have to wait till June to hug, okay? From Watchers, UK records coldest April since 1922 and frostiest since 1960. I guess the people in the UK need to hug more. The state of morality is declining. Here's some news on that. Mail Online. Biden admin is expected to propose ban, and I know you've heard this, but I'm going to give you the reason why in case you didn't hear the reason. Ban on methanol cigarettes because of damage to black communities. Here it is. 86% of black smokers buy methanol. Now, if you think one of those people is going to stop smoking, it ain't going to happen. Yeah, menthol. Okay? 86% of them smoke menthol. The only thing you're doing is you're taking away something that they want to do. This is a racist approach to this. This is not them helping the black people, because the black people are not going to stop smoking. They're just going to have their menthols taken away from them. Okay? Who is the racist in this country? It's all projection. From the left, it is all projection. Everything they do is anti-good. Everything. And then they say it's you that are doing those things. Anyway, weasel zippers. Ron DeSantis, you know, you just got to love this guy, announces critical race theory is banned in Florida. Epic Times, Florida legislature approves transgender athlete sports ban.
Yes.
JTN, Ducey signs bill making it class 6 felony to perform abortion only to genetic abnormality. If you have a Down syndrome child, you can't target that child. Epic Times, Idaho governor signs bill banning abortions after a baby's heartbeat is detected. Okay,
yes.
All of these are going to be challenged, every one of them, but yeah. At least they're doing it. From the Christian Headlines, Oklahoma governor signs bill stripping medical license of abortion doctors. I'm keeping my promises, he says. Good for you. You make a promise when you're a politician, you stick by it and you follow through. I know one man that has entered the presidency in my lifetime that fulfilled every single promise that he said he was going to. I don't know. Reagan was my president. Maybe he did. I don't remember. I was overseas most of the time. I loved Ronald Reagan. I cried 2 times when I was in the military. Maybe more than that, but 2 times really, really was hurt. One of them was when the Challenger exploded. The other is when my president died. Okay. But Trump kept every one of his promises.
Yes.
And the ones he didn't were because he did the thing and he was sued to stop it. Okay.
Yeah.
People say, well, he didn't do this. He did. It just got sued out of existence. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Georgia Star News, Ohio to allow transgender people to change gender on birth certificates. Okay. I know this sounds bad, but listen to why. And it is bad, but Ohio is set to become the 49th state to allow transgender people to change their gender on the official birth certificates. The Ohio Department of Health has not decided to appeal a federal court ruling that ruled that the state's ban on gender changes in birth records is unconstitutional. So they had banned it. The federal government stepped in and said, you can't do that. And they're just not going to appeal because they're going to lose because of who's in the White House. Yahoo. Tragic trans teen given, this is the state of the world in which we're living in. When I think of Genesis chapter 6, I think of things like this right here. Wickedness was over the face of the whole earth. Tragic trans teen given 2 funerals after parents fought over his gender. A 15-year-old who tragically died by suicide has been given 2 separate funerals after his parents argued over his gender in court. The Perth schoolboy died on 4 March in hospital days after attempting to take his life, so he was successful. The boy's father reportedly wanted his son's dead name, the name assigned to the teen before he came out as trans, on his headstone. But his mother, who should be, I'll keep my comment to myself, said she wanted to use the name, she's probably responsible for the child committing suicide to start with.
Yes.
His mother said she wanted to use the name her son chose when he became transgender. Eventually, the parents agreed to split their son's ashes and put both names on any memorial plaques. However, the 15-year-old's dead name will appear on his death certificate because before his death, he was unable to legally change it on his birth certificate. Genesis chapter 6. That's where we are right now. Some other news from around the world, but before that, let me tell you that we have another YouTube channel, okay? This is the CG Report. We also have the Superior Word. Okay, that is our church, and that is where our sermons are posted. And if you don't watch the sermons, I would hope that you would start. We have covered the entire Torah. We're about halfway through the book of Deuteronomy, but we went from Genesis 1:1, verse by verse, all the way to there. And we have other books that we have completed as well, and I know that it'll bless you. So if you have not subscribed to that channel, please do so. And today's sermon is from Deuteronomy 17. It's verses 1 through 13. I know that's a lot of verses, but it's entitled, Shall Be Put to Death the Dead. And I know that doesn't make sense, but after you hear the sermon, it will. From Daily Star, China's new nuclear submarine armed with missile that could destroy any city in the United States of America. Until now, most U.S. cities have been out of the range of Chinese submarine-launched missiles because of the protective First Island Chain. a series of U.S. bases dotted across the Pacific Ocean that are all equipped with sophisticated submarine detection systems. But with the launch of the Type 094A, or Jin-class, nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarine on April 30th, America's first line of defense is no longer relevant. The Jin-class runs quieter than its predecessors, giving it much more chance of slipping past America's first line of defense, and can carry the JL-3, or Julong, meaning big wave, nuclear missile that has a range of 6,200 miles. A Chinese military source said, the Type 094A is an upgraded version of the Type 094. I guess that's why they put the A on it. That overcame one of the key problems, noise, by improving hydrokinetic and turbulent systems, allowing it to carry the more powerful JL-3. Before the upgrade, the submarine was armed with the inferior JL-2 that could only hit the northeast United States. But now it's able to cover the whole American continent. Former PLA instructor Song Zongping stressed that while China had no plan to strike the first blow in a nuclear exchange, but the Julong's missile's increased range meant that any U.S. first strike would be met with devastating retaliation. From Fox, global microchip shortage has China eyeing Taiwan. Well, they've been eyeing them over everything else, but we have a global problem with microchips. China needs microchips. China sees Taiwan. 100 miles off the coast of China is the largest and most sophisticated microchip maker in the world, Taiwan. These chips power the world's cars, phones, and computers. China consumes more than half of them and wants more as its economy grows and is increasingly casting an eye to their island neighbor to the east to get them, some worry, by military force one day. Whoever controls the design and production of these microchips, they'll set the course for the 21st century, said, I can't pronounce this guy's name. Anyway, it's like a Norwegian name or something, a senior fellow at Center for New American Security. By gaining control over Taiwan's semiconductor industry, China would control the global market. They would have access to the most advanced manufacturing capabilities, and that is even more valuable than controlling the world's oil. Last month, the outgoing top U.S. military commander in the Pacific warned China could invade Taiwan in the next 6 years. Taiwan could prove to be one of the biggest flashpoints for the Biden administration, forcing it to defend the island Beijing sees as a renegade province, in part to preserve the vital semiconductor industry. In recent days, China has flown dozens of aircraft, including jet fighters and long-range bombers, near Taiwan. They've invaded their airspace definitely yesterday, but they've been doing this for a while now, egging them on. I got my son over there doing something naughty. He's got a big smile on his face, which tells me he's doing something he shouldn't be doing. Mail Online, most Portland rioters have charges dismissed by U.S. attorney. 58 suspects of the 97 arrested have cases scrapped, while 32 more left pending. Now listen to this. We've got these people that were burning down buildings. We've got people that have murdered people, run over people, that have actually gone into federal property and destroyed federal property, and they are being dismissed. Their case is just dismissed. We got people, old grandmothers, that walked onto the nation's capital in January 6th, and they're being held in solitary confinement. Okay? This nation is upside down. The 32 cases still pending will also likely be dismissed. So you have 97 cases, 58 have been dismissed, and they say the other 32 are likely to be dismissed. Several hundred others who were facing charges brought by the district attorney also had them dropped. No charges, everything's fine. We've cost billions of dollars in damage. We've threatened people's lives. We've harmed people. And we're not going to charge you at all because it's three letters that we want to support. Epic Times, 76,000 California violent repeat felons get earlier releases. California is giving 76,000 inmates, including violent and repeat felons, the opportunity to leave prison earlier. The opportunity. Oh, let me think about it. Should I go? As the state aims to further trim the population of what was once the nation's largest state correctional system. Well, they have the most people. It would make sense. More than 63,000 inmates convicted of violent crimes will be eligible for good behavior credits that shorten their sentences by one-third instead of the one-fifth that had been in place since 2017. That includes nearly 20,000 inmates who are serving life sentences with the possibility of parole. Under the change, more than 10,000 prisoners convicted of a second serious but nonviolent offense under the state's three strikes law will be eligible for release after serving half of their sentences. That's an increase from the current time served, credit of one-third of their sentence. Also, all minimum security inmates in work camps, including those in firefighting camps, will be eligible for the same month of earlier release for every month they spend in the camp, regardless of the severity of their crime. Yeah, great. Zero Hedge, huge California, you know, these people worked on these fires, okay? This was not global warming, okay? There were reasons why they had these fires, and one of them was the incompetence of the California, the state of California, not properly regulating their forests. And now they've got people in prison taking care of their problem, and now they're going to let them back out after taking care of the problem that they created. You can see nothing works properly over there anymore. Anyway, here we go. Huge California fire last year was arson meant to conceal woman's murder, official says. Victor Serrateno, 29, was arrested on Wednesday following an eight-month-long investigation by the Solano County Sheriff's Office into the fire. They found out that he set this giant fire that killed all of these people. So much for global warming. From the Sun, cops issue scary warning. Britain is flooded with 3D printed guns made from plans found on the web for just £300. Somebody was at the pizza place down the way this past week, and she was in there arguing with the person that owns the pizza place that, well, you come from that country, not the UK, but a country just like the UK where they banned guns. And she said, you know, they don't have any crime problems over there. She said, you've never been there, have you? Right? Same thing. And, you know, if you ban guns, the only thing you're going to do is let criminals have the guns. Everybody else is defenseless. Yeah. Criminals are flooding British streets with 3D printed guns in an unprecedented security threat. Cops have been ordered to search for the futuristic devices in every house they raid, no matter what crime has been committed, in a ramped up response. It is feared the UK could soon be overrun with the military-grade shooters that cost a few hundred pounds to produce and require only a basic understanding of tech to print. They have also been tasked with disrupting the supply of blueprints for the weapons, which have been disseminated by extremist pro-gun groups online. Just 2 years ago, the Met declared there was no widespread concern over printed guns. Well, that's ended. But there has since been a quantum leap of monumental proportions. Police sources are extremely concerned over a surge in fines sparked by an exponential advance in technology and thousands of instruction videos on YouTube. I didn't say the name of the country because I didn't want to implicate the person at the pizza place, but I'll just say it. It's Australia. She's from Australia, and she said, you have no idea what you're talking about. This snippy little girl that's in college right now is trying to dictate to her how bad America is and how racist we are and all of these things she's been taught in college. And she says, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Buy your pizza and go. She didn't say that. That's what I would say. Okay. Yes. Anyway, I'm sure she was very gracious about it, but that kind of stuff is just being fed into our students in these colleges. They're being brainwashed in this kind of nonsense. Mail online. The CIA's woke recruitment video. I'm sure a lot of you saw this. If you didn't, I just want you to know this is what's going on. This is the priority of the CIA today. Woke recruitment video gets panned as recruit describes herself. This is a CIA officer as intersectional cisgender millennial diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. And she's an agent now in the CIA. The CIA officer, who is not named, 36, tells viewers she is unapologetically me. Donald Trump Jr. shared the clip and tweeted, China and Russia will love this. Exactly. One former CIA officer tweeted, the CIA used to be about mission to country. America is less safe with this new CIA and dangerously more political. Another Twitter user compared it to Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, we're the joke of the nations. Yep. Epic Times, Colorado Democrats introduce three new gun control bills after Boulder shooting. They've already got plenty of them. The laws that are on the books were violated. New laws aren't going to help anything. All they're going to do is increase violence because we've seen it in every single liberal city where they pass more gun laws. More people die, not less. From the New York Post, New York Police Department looking for deranged driver who ran over school bus driver. Now, the reason why I'm including this is because I want you to tell me what is missing from this description. He is described as 5'7", with a thin build weighing about 155 pounds. At the time of the incident, he was wearing a light-colored jacket, green baseball cap, blue jeans, and sneakers. Anything else?
Race.
They forgot to mention that he's black. They're doing this all the time in New York now. They will not tell a person's race if he is a colored person. How can you identify a person unless you know who you're looking for?
He's not going to change his clothes at all.
He's not going to go changing his clothes, folks. Okay, Biden. This is from Biden. He said this during a video this past week, and I'm very excited to hear this because all of you are. You're all going to be Biden fans after this.
Oh, yeah.
He said, this is a direct quote, right from my fingers into the keyboard. Anyone making less than $400,000 will not pay a single penny in taxes. He said it. If he doesn't hold up to that, he's a liar, and we need to vote the guy out.
He is a liar.
Oh. Yes, he said that directly. Weasel Zippers. Last week, Biden told a story about Amtrak.
Yes.
None of it was true.
Exactly.
Not a single word. Angelo Negri, the guy he claims he talked to, retired in 1993. His mother died in 2010. Neither event could possibly have happened in his fourth or fifth year as vice president. He just lies. He just opens his mouth and everything that comes out is untrue. Who said it? Please tell me who said this. The first step to getting the things you want out of life is this. Decide what you want. Anybody? Anyone? 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 No, not Bueller, but come on. Anyone? Anyone?
I might have said it once.
Anyone? Ben Stein. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Anyone? Anyone? There. I was trying to give you a hint. Come on there. All right, I'm going to read that again because it's very, very cute. The first step to getting the things you want out of life is this. Decide what you want. Good job, Ben Stiller. Okay, Ben Stein. Did I say Stiller? Stein? Okay, I got a Lesrick here for you. Now the army's brought darkness to light. They've done so for the middle of the night. Our enemy will die when we see eye to eye, and we'll say, wasn't much of a fight. Good job. We'll hope that's true. But, you know, if the Lord is not on your side, one can chase a thousand. So it's not about your prowess and your capabilities and your power and your money. It's about honoring the Lord. People don't do that enough in this country. Okay, we got a bit of irony here for you today. Oh, and be sure to share this video after you watch it. Thank you. From the New York Post, Biden wears face mask outdoors to hail CDC guidelines that say you no longer need to wear face masks
outdoors.
Thank you. And then from NDTV, this very, you know, death is sad. I say this every time I give you an irony, but I want you to know that this is ironic. Popular Tamil actor, comedian Vivek, dies in Chennai at 59. On Thursday, Vivek had taken his first COVID vaccine shot at a public event in the presence of Tamil Nadu's health secretary to promote vaccination. Didn't work out so well for him. Such is the world we live in. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG report for the week.